He had ended the question by referring to hope, as he explained in his letter to the Romans, "We are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope," Romans 8.24, confirming the same point here as well. He then compares current circumstances to future ones, the fleeting to the everlasting, the light to the heavy, adversity to glory. This is not enough for him, and he adds an additional phrase, doubling its intensity by saying more and more exceedingly. He then explains how such great hardships can be light. How can they be light? By not focusing on things that are visible, but on things that are invisible. This will make our present situation seem light and the future great if we distance ourselves from the things that can be seen. For the things that can be seen are temporary, 2 Cor 4.18, hence afflictions are temporary as well. But the things that can't be seen are eternal, so the rewards will be eternal too. He didn't just say the afflictions are temporary, but the things that are seen, whether they are punishments or rewards, so we should neither be inflated by one nor overwhelmed by the other. Hence, when talking about the future, he didn't just say the kingdom is eternal, but the things which are not seen are eternal, whether they are a kingdom or punishment, thus both alarming us with one and encouraging us with the other.